Since the 1970s, a number of people have viewed planet Earth from orbiting space vehicles, the surface of the moon, and the International Space Station. Photographs taken from those locations show the Earth as a beautiful globe, largely blue in colour, hence it is known as the Blue Planet. The blue colour is derived from the seas and oceans, which constitute a little over 70% of the Earth's surface. Those seas and oceans contain something to the order of 95% of all the water on the Earth. That water contains salts and minerals, the concentration of which makes the seas totally unfit for human consumption. The remaining supply of water is less than 5% of the total water on the planet. Mainly found in polar ice, groundwater, and the subterranean aquifers, with, according to some sources, less than 1% of all fresh water being found in lakes and rivers. This is potable water. That is water which is fit to drink and which forms the less than 1% of water which is readily available. The other 4% is in the ice caps. Yet at this time, in the 21st century, that finite quantity of water is being polluted at an alarming rate. The oil industry is mixing an unknown concoction of chemicals in the water and using it to pump into the earth for the operation of getting out the shale oil, which is known as fracking. Also, following the disastrous earthquake just east of Japan 3 or 4 years back, we are now finding that radioactive material is actually in the northern Pacific Ocean. Large quantities of radioactive material are being leached into the ocean every day from these harmed radioactive nuclear power stations. Cesium-137 and other toxic radioactive isotopes are being deposited down the western side of the North American continent in the rain which comes from the Pacific Ocean. Additionally, with the increasing world population, it is thought that, by many authorities, that by 2030, more than half the world's population will be experiencing water scarcity. And that includes the United Nations. They really are worried about it. There is pollution from every source caused from the oil rig disasters and the so-called clean-up immediately afterwards, and the swirl of plastics in the centre of the North Pacific Ocean, which just forms almost a Sargasso Sea of plastic and all sorts of rubbish there. So the Earth is being polluted by man everywhere, including the oceans. The need for some drastic action to solve the water situation should become more than obvious. So today, in the time which is available to me, I want to bring to our attention one of the earliest miracles, specifically for the coming millennium. This will be of tremendous importance because the waters are in need of healing right now in the 21st century. And good, clean, clear water is a vital necessity for all life forms. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 14 and verse 4, we find a message regarding both the return of our Lord and Saviour and the healing of the waters. Turning to chapter 14 of that book, we find both the time setting and the miracle that will lead to the waters being restored to a life-giving capacity. And here in Zechariah, chapter 14, we find these words, beginning in verse 4. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem, on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, towards the east and towards the west. And there shall be a very great earthquake. There shall be a very great valley. And half the mountain shall remove towards the north, and half of it towards the south. And you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, you shall flee like as you fled from before the earthquake in the day of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord, the Eternal your God, shall come, and the saints with him. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, and it shall be one day which shall be known to the Eternal, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at eventime it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them towards the former sea, and half of them towards the hinder sea. In summer and winter shall it be. From these verses we see that the event which will have occurred at the return of Jesus Christ, living waters issuing forth from Jerusalem, will have been healing the seas and the waters for centuries by this time in the millennium, bringing back to plants, animals and fish life, and granting the life-giving liquid refreshment to mankind. As an aside, the Scots have been referring to whiskey as the water of life. But one cannot live on whiskey alone. And I've even heard recently a very strange use for water. Some people actually put it in whiskey. Can you believe it? In chapter 41 of Isaiah, beginning of verse 17, we are told that no one will be affected by water scarcity. Basically, across Africa and many parts of India and Asia, people are suffering from shortages of water, really dire shortages of water. Images of water of women and children collecting brackish, discoloured water from pools and ponds containing just about every parasite known to man, and they're having to drink this stuff. And we see this on our television screens day after day. Charitable organisations are trying to find money at the present time in the 21st century to sort out this problem. They're doing it by digging deeper wells and water purification plants. However, here in Isaiah chapter 41 and beginning of verse 17, we find the solution is given by God Almighty. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, I, the Eternal, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar tree, the shittah tree, or the acacia tree, as it's sometimes translated, and the myrtle tree, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Eternal has done this and the Holy One of Israel has created it. This is the solution that God has to solve the problem of water scarcity. Nobody who calls on the name of God will go thirsty. All will understand that water is a given commodity given by God Almighty. And in the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 47, verses 1 to 12, we have a vivid picture being painted for us, showing just how the waters will be healed and where that healing water will come from. These words tie in with those given by Zechariah, which I referred to earlier. They come from the temple in Jerusalem, the city of the King of Kings. And reading Ezekiel chapter 47, commencing in verse 1, we read these following words. Afterwards he brought me again into the door, unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house, eastward, for the front of the house stood towards the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about by the way without unto the outer gate, by the way that looks to eastwards, and behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through the waters, and they were to the loins. Afterwards he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were then waters to be to swim in, a river that could not be passed over on foot. And he said unto me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river, there were many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, These waters issue out towards the east country, and go down unto the desert, and go unto the sea, which being brought forth to the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that lives there, that moves, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whither the river comes. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall be found upon it, from En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim. And they shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the marly places and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given for salt. And the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and upon that side, shall grow all the trees for food, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because of the waters that issued out of the sanctuary. And the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof for medicine. The waters that presently cover little more than 70% of the earth's surface, and are going to be healed, all of them. Fish will abound, giving a source of nutrition, but perhaps more importantly, life-giving water will be made available to all. Cool, clear water in streams, in rivers, and in lakes. Cool, clear waters will be in wells as well. Everybody that needs water will find it, and it will be given freely. And they will realize that it is something that God has given them, something that he created. There will be no more drought unless there are people who refuse to go up and keep the feast. And then God says that he will withhold rain from those families. But the vast majority will have been taught that obedience is the key to being blessed, so that no one will have to go thirsty. No one will have to drink contaminated water ever again. Every water source will have been healed in time. Although it does not say so, even the subterranean aquifers may have been replenished by this time in the millennium, perhaps as an additional source of water for the billions of people to be resurrected in just a few years hence after the end of the millennium. Wells that will supply fresh drinking water, as will rivers, streams and lakes. No more fluoridation, no more chlorination or other pollutants, but trace salts that would give that wonderful refreshing taste to water when it comes from a ground source as pure drinking water. That time is coming, and it is coming soon. The Lord is not delaying his coming, and his reward is with him. And one of the blessings that will be coming with him will be wonderful, cool, clear water for all mankind.